This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is looking for a few good rural entrepreneurs, those looking for resources, funding, business advice, and visibility to start or grow their rural businesses can apply for the American Farm Bureau's Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge, AFBF's own version of a Shark Tank for startups in rural America. The application period is open during June. AFBF is building on lessons learned from year one to make year two even better. Here's what's new. Businesses must be related to food and agriculture. That can include anything from a farm or ranch to food processing or retail, agritourism, or a technology or service for farmers. This year, Farm Bureau will try to connect top-scoring teams with crowdfunding loans. More winners. This year, all semifinalists will win startup money. More money. A total of $145,000 is up for grabs. The four finalists will win $15,000 each. The other six semifinalists will win $10,000 each. Finalists will compete for the grand prize of Farm Bureau Rural Entrepreneur of the Year and another $15,000, as well as a People's Choice Award worth $10,000. One finalist could win anywhere from $25,000 to $40,000 in startup funding. Here are a few things that remain the same. The challenge is about strengthening rural America. Challengers' homes or businesses must be in U.S. Census Bureau-defined rural areas, which means counties with fewer than 50,000 residents or towns with fewer than 2,500 people. It is open to Farm Bureau members only. People have joined just so they could compete. The challenge will build in the coming months with the top 10 teams announced on October 15th and the four finalists competing in person at the AFBF Annual Convention in January. More people should know about the good work Farm Bureau is doing and about this opportunity for rural entrepreneurs. With a little help, budding rural entrepreneurs can succeed and help build their rural communities one business at a time. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on Tuesday announced a new report showing tremendous demand for recent college graduates with a degree in agricultural programs. There are an estimated 57,900 high-skilled job openings annually in the food, agriculture, renewable natural resources, and environment fields in the U.S. According to an Employment Outlook report released by USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture and Purdue University, there is an average of 35,400 new U.S. graduates with a bachelor's degree or higher in agriculture-related fields, 22,500 short of the jobs available annually. Members of the House sent a strong bipartisan message that the flawed Waters of the U.S. rule is unacceptable and should be scrapped, according to AFBF President Bob Stallman in a statement issued Wednesday. Stallman called it refreshing that members of Congress ordered regulators back to the drawing board with an admonition to listen to the very real concerns of people who would have their farm fields and ditches regulated in the same manner as navigable streams. The Agriculture Department is reminding farmers that the 2014 Farm Bill requires filing a Highly Erodible Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification Form, or AD 1026, with their local USDA Service Center by June 1 to become or remain eligible for crop insurance premium support. Many farmers already have a certification form on file since it's required for participation in most USDA programs such as marketing assistant loans, farm storage facility loans, and disaster assistance. However, farmers such as specialty crop growers who receive federal crop insurance premium support but may not participate in other USDA programs also must now file a certification form to maintain their crop insurance premium support. Nearly 58,000 jobs will open annually across the United States in occupations involving food and agriculture, renewable natural resources, and the environment over the next 5 years, according to an employment outlook led by Purdue University. There should be strong employment market for e-commerce managers and marketing agents, ecosystem managers, agri-science educators, crop advisors, and pest control specialists. More than one in three American workers today are millennials, adults aged 18 to 34 in 2015, And this year, they surpassed Generation X to become the largest share of the American workforce, according to new Pew Research Center analysis of U.S. Census Bureau data. A strain of avian flu that until now had been found only in the western United States has cropped up in Indiana, bringing the total number of states affected by the virulent outbreak to 15, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said on Monday. No cases yet reported in Illinois. Senate Democrats derailed a top White House economic priority on Tuesday, blocking a bill to give President Barack Obama authority to ease trade deals through Congress and forcing the administration and Republican leaders to regroup on trade policy. U.S. soybean prices sank to a one-month low after federal forecasters projected a larger-than-expected harvest this autumn and a sharp increase in supplies of oilseed next year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated that soybean growers will harvest 3.85 billion bushels this autumn, which would mark the second largest U.S. soybean crop in history. The USDA estimates the U.S. corn crop will total 13.6 billion bushels this autumn, lower than last year's record 14.216 billion bushels. Volunteers and second grade students from Nielsen Elementary School in Galesburg planted milkweed Tuesday in hopes of attracting monarch butterflies. The project is funded by the Monarch Watch program, and Nielsen now will apply to be certified as an official Monarch Way station. Oil prices rallied after two widely watched market forecasters raised outlooks for oil demand growth this year. Light sweet crude for June delivery rose $1.50 to settle at $60.75 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange on Tuesday. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries on Tuesday raised its forecast for oil demand this year to 92.5 million barrels a day. The U.S. Energy Information Administration increased its 2015 global demand forecast by 190,000 barrels a day to 93.28 million barrels per day. Spring is here, and that means planting season for farmers is too. During this busy time, farmers and their tractors will be traveling between fields more than usual. Macoupin County Farm Bureau reminds you to be on the lookout for farmers and their slow-moving vehicles when driving on rural roads. Pay special attention when approaching intersections and always keep a safe distance between you and them. A few extra precautions can mean saving your life and someone else's. If farmers and motorists work together, we can make rural roads a safer place. Please remember, use caution, slow down, and share the road. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.